This week was a good week for nerds, at least. The census data began to be released. And this gospel really speaks to, you know, the need that we have in our country. Before I was born, in the 1966 census, 88% of Australians were Christians. Of course, that number has greatly diminished over the years. 25 years later, it had dropped a little from 88% to 74%. So that was in 1991. By 2016, previous census, that had dropped to 52% of people identified as Christians. And we know that in the latest census, that's now down to less than 44% of people. So we are no longer in a Christian country. There is no longer a majority of people in our country that believe in Jesus. And of course, as Catholics, that number has also diminished, thankfully not as much as some of the other churches. The poor Anglicans used to be bigger than us, but they're now down to less than 10%. Well, we just scrape in to 20% when you round it. But of those who actually know God, who actually have encountered the living God, and that's the reality that we face, that the workers are indeed, you know, in such great need to be able to go out on that missionary journey. And I know that this community does exactly that. You send people out in pairs to announce the gospel. You're doing your part to be the bearers of God's love. But for us, it's always important to remember, what is this about? And, you know, the frustration that no doubt they were like, do we have to go out? Do we have to go ahead of you? No doubt many of them would have been complaining and thinking, oh, this is all too much. And that transformation that happens in the final line of the gospel today, you know, Jesus, you know, as we announce your name, as we send forth the message of the good news, even the devils submit to our name. And that transformation that happens when we simply offer ourselves to be disciples, which means that we're learners. It's not about getting it all right. It's not about understanding everything. It's not about knowing everything that we need to know, but it's about that slow transformation. You know, for the children here, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have completed all of the curriculum. All that you have to do is your best with the information that you have before you. That's all we can ever do, is simply be the most faithful learner that we can be, and to share that life, to share that love with those around us. So today, let's indeed be people of joy that go as best we can to announce the good news of Jesus, to be those that allow others the immense privilege of knowing Jesus and bringing ourselves and our hearts into that experience of encountering the living God. I love a couple of the lines of our psalm today. There was the third verse had this sense, to come and see the works of God. And I think that's the invitation that we make as Christians. You know, we've tasted something, we've experienced something, and we allow others that same privilege. Come and see. And the last verse says, come and hear. I will tell you what God did for my soul. And that's about testimony. That's about sharing the life that we have experienced. That's what you've just been doing. You've announced the good news of your week, amidst all the frustrations, amidst all of the sorrows, amidst all of the sickness, that God is a God who is able to bring about this transformation. So come and see. Come and hear. Come and share in this life and this love that we have encountered. That's where the transformation truly happens. Let's be people that continue to open ourselves to that transformation and allow God to do his work among us.